once Ed had made a decision, he made it quite clear to the players and obviously to myself, who's pretty close to him as a senior player and as a friend. So I knew that Ed was going to finish. And then it was a case of really the club came to me and asked me if I was interested in it, and that they said they'd like me to do it. And, you know, once they said that, it was for me, it was a pretty easy decision to say yes, and obviously absolutely delighted and desperate to do it.
You've been at the club, Luke, for a long time. What does this mean to you? You've been T20 captain. What does it mean to be captaining the county championship side?
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. It's not been lost on me. I mean, I was absolutely, you know, so proud and honoured to do the T20, and I was really pleased with how it went. Unfortunately, getting knocked out in the quarter final was disappointing. But from where we'd come, I was, you know, it was sort of, was the goal was to try and get at least the quarterfinals, and then you get greedy and want to go on and win trophies, obviously. But from a starting point, I was really pleased with how the squad went about it last year. But now I get to sort of put my stamp on the whole club and play cricket, and it's something I'm really, really excited about. I think we have got a good squad there, but there's things I want to tinker with, and with the odd person coming in, hopefully we can get back to winning ways that the fans and the players really want.
How much did it hurt at getting relegated to Division 2, Luke?
Oh, hugely. You know, it's it was one of those that, you know, it was on the horizon, but, I suppose, to see how well Hampshire did. I mean, credit to the way that Hampshire did back end. I mean, there's not many teams down at the bottom that play that sort of cricket to get themselves out of trouble. And firstly, credit to them. But obviously, we had it in our own hands to save. And unfortunately, we couldn't do that. So, yeah, it was a horrible ride home coming back from Yorkshire. Obviously, seeing them celebrate, seeing what it was like for them to be at the top of the division and us going down was a massive contrast. And I think there's part of you that it gives you even more drive and hunger and desire. And I think, you know, we had a real honest meeting as a group at where we thought we were, and things we've got to change the next day, which was actually great. I thought that was a great starting point from everyone. And it gives me a chance, obviously, now from that point to hope something in the future.
Hi, Luke. Sorry, the line just went a bit crackly there. I apologise for that.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's not a problem. So a couple of things. So T20 last year, Luke, you know, you brought a sort of a new dimension to T20, a very adventurous, a very expansive brand of cricket. Is that something you'd like to bring to the county championship side as well?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, obviously, one of the first things, you know, that I do feel for Ed this year was losing all his bowlers. I mean, if any cricket, you can't take 20 wickets, then you're certainly not going to win games. So I think obviously having people back fit will be a massive help going into next season. But yeah, I think the one thing I always want to do, I want to play that brand of cricket. I think there's any time you're always looking to set out to win, and I'm sure every captain says that. But I think it's more for me as a captain is getting that culture that I want, right, that's not only going to stand us in a good stead for us going up next year, but it's to hopefully go on and be able to challenge in the first division and not just survive. I think you always want to win and not just settle for sitting there in the middle of the division. So it, obviously next year's plan is to try and get ourselves promoted, but it's trying to set something up that can hopefully be ready to challenge on the big scale.
How concerned are you, Luke, by workload? As I say, you did the T20 this year. That's a big step up now, doing the one day and also championship fixtures as well.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, it's one of those things, I suppose, until you do it, you don't always know. But you know, I've played a lot of cricket, a lot of different places. It's not like I'm not used to a lot of workload. So I think more than anything, if I'd have not enjoyed doing the 2020 captaincy, then it'd have made a decision easy to not do it. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really loved getting my teeth stuck into it. And I think, you know, even on the days when you lose, it really hurts even more. But I still enjoyed the challenge of going again the next game and trying to put it right. And I thought it brought the best out of me as a player, the way I played this year in 2020 and just as a whole. So, any captain, if you can lead by the front with the runs you score and setting that tone, that's often the best way you can lead. But I really enjoyed the T20. And as I said, I've got a huge amount of passion for Sussex. They've given me everything I could have dreamed of in terms of my career with Sussex and with England. So, I want to get the club back to the place where we all want to be, and by the time I finish, hopefully we're in a better place.
Luke, you spoke about possible additions. I don't expect you to give us names, but where, in your opinion, does Sussex need to strengthen the squad for next season?
Well, I think first and foremost, the thing is, you know, that I found out when you're being captain, you find out a bit more about the financial side of the game. And obviously, we haven't got a massive amount of money being from Sussex. I think the budgets are being cut, which makes it harder to bring players in. We've seen a lot of guys go out, but bringing people in is always going to be tougher. As I said, I think we're lucky with the squad we've got. I think we've got a lot more talent and things to come from the squad of players than they've seen so far. But, you know, whenever you're losing a Mike Yardy, you know, who plays in all forms, he's obviously our main spinner in 2020 cricket, and he's left us, and we've seen Zaidi leave. So we've obviously got to look at that option. And I think any time you're looking for those people who can come in to improve you. But, you know, we've obviously got to work around the budgets of the club. Hopefully we can do that to add that quality to really push us on.